This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein shares her reflections and teachings about living in the Holy Land.
It was one of those rare opportunities. A dear fellowship friend, Martha, and her elderly mother had come to Israel to help us prepare and deliver fellowship food packages to Holocaust survivors. One woman named Naomi came to our van and hugged Martha's mother for a long time. I looked at their faces, their eyes closed and tears were running down their cheeks. Suddenly, this wheelchair-bound Christian woman and this Jewish Holocaust survivor from Germany had more in common than I could have ever imagined. Martha's mother handed Naomi the food package, and they just stared into each other's eyes, holding hands, crying and smiling. Although they could not communicate with words, they connected in the language of the soul. After 20 minutes, Naomi turned away with her food package in hand. Martha, her mother, and I left to visit a fellowship-sponsored orphanage. We all went on with our lives, yet we were completely changed by this moving experience. This beautiful memory gives me strength, inspiration, and joy, and truly sums up what the fellowship's work is all about. Psalm 133:1 reminds us how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. I truly believe that God is happy with the fellowship's mission, which is why we've been blessed to continue and grow our outreach and help more Jewish people in need.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.